Bradley Grigg used to work at the emergency department at Bartlett Regional Hospital, and he saw dozens of patients come through the door. But he wasn't treating them for an injury like a broken leg. He did mental health assessments when parents would come in with a child asking for help.
My frustration in working in those scenarios was talking with the family, building a quick rapport with the family, only to find out we can't help you here.
The hospital does have inpatient mental health services for adults, but up until recently, there was nowhere in the region for a minor to stay after a mental health crisis, stabilize, see a psychiatrist, and receive ongoing care. The closest place in Alaska was Anchorage. Grigg says behavioral health specialists in the community recognized it was a problem. Children would sometimes be separated from their parents, which can delay the healing process for everyone.
Right now, we're really stuck. You know, when a family comes in here, they usually come in here at the time when they cannot handle it anymore.
That was Eric and Melissa McCormick's experience with their oldest son.
His name is Spire McCormick, Spire Malone McCormick. This was his full name.
The McCormicks remember Spire as an inquisitive kid who enjoyed going on hikes with the family. He played guitar and wrote his own songs. His music tastes were eclectic. He liked Metallica, the Beatles, and his dad says
he really liked Elton John.
But the McCormicks became increasingly concerned about Spire's behavior around the time he was in sixth grade. He was a pitcher on a junior league baseball team.
And he would come home and be very upset that they lost the game. And we would explain to him, you know, it's just a game, you know, but he would take it really hard. He would go hit his head against the wall and, you know, I didn't pitch well enough.
We just thought he was being a perfectionist. That's what we call him. He's just a perfectionist, needs to learn. But again, we probably underestimated what all was going on in his brain. We didn't know.
Spire was later diagnosed with bipolar and borderline personality disorders, treatable mental health conditions. But at 15, he tried to kill himself. That's when the McCormicks first tried to navigate a confusing mental health system, which made it nearly impossible to keep their son close to home. Melissa says after Spire was taken to the emergency room in Juneau,
it was like boom, 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 and he was gone.
Spire was flown to a hospital in Anchorage outfitted to help suicidal teens. Then he was admitted to a youth mental health treatment facility in Palmer for about 6 months. His parents were able to visit him there, and Spire eventually returned home. When he was 16, the family went through it all over again after another suicide attempt. Melissa says in both instances, she would have liked to slow down and reflect on the best options for Spire and the family.
You know, worked on a plan together instead of me on the internet at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my son and how am I going to get him out of town and how am I going to explain this to his siblings.
A little over a year ago, Spire died by suicide. Bradley Grigg, the counselor who did mental health assessments at the hospital, didn't treat Spire, but he did know him.
I was a baseball coach. It's a small community.
Grigg is now the chief behavioral health officer at Bartlett, which is doing things differently than how it's been done in the past, thanks to a $2 million grant from the state. For instance, when a family arrives with a child experiencing a mental health crisis, they aren't immediately confronted with a flight to Anchorage. Instead, they can receive care here at Bartlett's new youth stabilization room.
If you look around, everything that is plugged in or together can be pulled out pretty quickly.
Grigg points out the safety features, which have been adapted to minimize self-harm. But it's more than the redesign of one room. Next year, Bartlett is constructing an entire building that can serve up to 4 adults and 4 kids. Grigg says it's a chance to hit pause for up to a week or longer. Patients can meet with a psychiatrist and come up with a treatment plan.
And as often as possible with the family, because we don't view this as we have a kid here in the room who's having a crisis. We view it as a family crisis.
Grigg acknowledges there's still more work to be done to address the huge need for more mental health services in Alaska. But for now, he's able to tell families with kids something he couldn't before. Yes, we can help you here. For KTOO, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.